On this session, we focus on the Bible, and I think this is really at the heart of our tools and our equipment and God's gift for understanding the great adventure. And for me, the Bible becomes alive as I understand what's happening. Now, the Bible, I think, is unlike any other religious book, because most religious books deal with man trying to find God. But the Bible takes the stand that it's man that's hiding, and God is trying to find him. So for me, to understand the drama of the Bible and the purpose of the Bible from God's point of view is to understand that God keeps asking man questions. He's pursuing us, and the first question he asks man, the very first back in Genesis, is he says to Adam, "Where are you?" And of course, Adam is pasted on a pasty fig leaf, and he's hiding behind a bush. God has taken the initiative, and he's trying to chase him and find him. And now Adam has the choice of saying, "Well, I'm over here." And so I hear God saying to me, "Where are you?" "Well, maybe I'm lost in being busy or working too much or long hours or busy in church work or busy getting a reputation or busy drinking too much or whatever the thing is. I'm hiding in something." And God is saying, "Hey, Larson, what are you doing? Where are you?" And if I can take the risk of coming out, I can maybe find God. And the next thing you hear God saying in the Bible, which he says over and over again, is to Adam's son. He said, "Cain, where is your brother?" "Where is your brother?" And he says, "How should I know? Am I his keeper?" The deal here is that if I'm to have a relationship with God that is real, I've got to give him an honest answer about where my brother is. Now, who's my brother? Well, it's the person I'm living with in my family. It's my mother or father or my spouse or my children. It's the person I work with. It's the underprivileged person in my town. It's the person halfway around the world who's hungry. And if I say, "Well, how do I know where my brother is?" Then you see I'm copping out and I can't have a relationship with God. But if I say, "Well, yes, I put my brother down. I have withheld love from somebody," then I'm honest and God can begin to deal with me. And then later on you hear God saying to Abraham, "Go." That's not very spiritual talk. He says, "Go, sell, pack up, move out. There's an adventure, a risk, the thing in this group that we are on right now, a 13-week adventure." He says to Abraham, "Go." Well, he'd rather theologize about it, as I would, and reflect on the meaning and the transcendental and all, but the command is to go, get up from this place, and start moving. And the exciting thing about the Bible is that God keeps saying these same three things to people now that he said to people then.
All right, you know, one of the things that I'd like to do for a few minutes is to talk about some of the helps to dig into this story. As God asks in various places, for instance, "Where are you?" asks man this. This takes place in a drama which goes from, 1,200 or 1,300 years before Christ, way back, clear through to kind of today, or at least the Bible ends, in the first century. But what are some of the ways that one can find out about this adventure? There are a few books that have been very helpful in this to me. There are Bible commentaries in which when you want to find out where God asked this question specifically of, say, David, well, you can turn to a commentary into the section in Samuel where David's life is revealed and hear what different scholars, what different people who've studied this for a lifetime have said about that call of God to man or about when he called Adam. In other words, what does that story really mean in its context? You can find that in a commentary. Or sometimes you run across a word when God is saying, "Where is your brother?" Well, what did the word brother mean at the time when this question was being asked for the first time in Genesis?
And for example, he says, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
Yeah, keeper.
And of course,
yeah.
The word keeper is only used with animals.
Yeah.
You never keep people, you keep animals. And the commentary tells you that, the dictionary. So he knows he's not supposed to be his brother's keeper.
Yeah.
We've made a whole theology of being brother keepers in the church and patronizing people, which is totally wrong.
Yeah, and if we knew the correct meaning of that word, it could change our theology and our behavior toward our brother. Or when he says, "Go and sell." Well, now, where do the words "go and sell" appear? Maybe we wanted to see every time God said to man, "Go and sell," we want to see now where along this drama, where God's asking these three questions, where all does he actually say that? "Go and sell it." Well, you could pick up then a concordance, which tells about where every word, like go, for instance, you look under G, and it would give every instance in which the word go appears in the whole Bible, and you could take those things down, look them up, and see when God said them, and you could do a whole study on going or selling and moving out, any of these things. And I think probably if some of you, as I am, I'm very interested in the stage setting of the drama. In other words, what was going on in the world around? What kind of pressures moved the people to form a kingdom? Well, you can get what's called a Bible atlas, in which the different maps, political maps of the world, at the different times when God was saying these things, where are you back in the beginning, when he was saying them in David's time, 1,000 years before Christ, 900 years before Christ, you had a different political setup totally. Well, a Bible atlas will show the different stage settings or the different times in which these questions were being asked. And for a lot of people, it's very helpful, it is for me, to know what else was happening. Because if you're going to study this story in its context, one might need to know what pressured the people into having a kingdom or having to move. What would raise this question about going and selling? Well, there were political pressures and external pressures as well as God just speaking. He never speaks just out of the sky. He always speaks in the historical situation. So those who are interested in that can find out through things like commentaries, Bible dictionaries, concordances, and atlases. And you may not be interested in this, and that's okay, but I just felt a real need for us to talk about, in case you wanted to really study this for the rest of your life, what would be some of the helps. And these four books have been tremendously helpful to me personally.